GFU.
GFU, KK4JBQ. Well, hello there, John. Great to hear you.
It's good to be heard. Have to think about that a second, probably, but when you begin to get to be our age, it is good to be heard. So what's new and exciting with you?
My toes are still up in the air. Oh gosh, I forget who it was that said it's good to be on this side of the dirt. Maybe you can remember. Gosh. I mean, so much has happened since I've had any long talk with you. Just, you know, a brief encounter, I think, some while ago before the world changed. And you were out in the boneyard and selling some things. That was a good day. It was a pretty day. It might have been at the Spartanburg Fairgrounds. Do you remember?
For GFU, Larry, I think you're probably right. Probably was Boneyard up in Spartanburg. I haven't been to a Hamfest, I don't think, since then. I'm not sure, but I don't think I have.
Just several myself. I missed Greenwood and Anderson and Lawrenceville. And then, of course, for the last couple of years, we've had real sparse participation. And maybe that'll be that way for a while. How's Ravonda doing?
Sassy as ever, and taking good care of me. And she's not complaining, and I'm not complaining that she's not complaining.
Yeah, that's her biggest job, you know, taking care of herself and of you. It's Donna's biggest job. I got a haircut today. I'm just now rubbing the back of my head. It's been a while. And I remember coming back to the car, I had a hat on my head, one of those bill caps, you know. I think it's Yaesu cap, I believe. Anyway, it didn't fit the same. I had to tighten it up, you know. So at least I did remember one thing that occurred today. Days are easy. They're much the same as the day previous and a good predictor of tomorrow. Things are kind of slow, you know, slowed down quite a bit. I take a trip in the car every week. So, the last time I think we were talking, I believe, I remember that you were going to be building an antenna to reach out for Wi-Fi signals. Did whatever came of that?
Absolutely nothing, and I don't remember even discussing that, honestly. I mean, I have discussed it a couple times with people, but I'm going to go ahead and get internet service. The government is trying to get as many people, you know, on the internet as possible to be able to have that resource. And right now, anyway, because of this initiative by those in Washington, D.C., I can get Charter internet for free. Now, I don't know that the installation is free. I got to call and find out about that. But I will be getting the internet soon, I hope. And also, sad to report that the little red Maserati that you secured for me has died. And I will give it a good burial. I really will. I've shed no tears, but I might be able to pinch myself and come up with a couple tears. The only thing I have right now is a tablet, and frankly, I haven't spent enough time on it where there was Wi-Fi that I could, you know, really say that I knew how to use it, if you understand what I'm saying. But I think I'm going to go, there's that computer store on Lawrence Road in town across from, like, oh, it's at the intersection, well, it's pretty close to the intersection, well, I don't know where in the heck, it's on Lawrence Road. I'm going to go there and talk to them. I think I want to go with a desktop this time and see if they can build me something reasonable so that I can do it that way and then just use my tablet for Wi-Fi.
Well, the installation shouldn't be much. You know, they drill some holes and they put a wire through the house and they put their modem, and I don't know what it's been a while, you know. I don't know how they might differ one installation to the next. I do know that it's helpful to have a good router because their modem has one connection, and you increase your capability with their modem to connect the modem to a router so that it can send signals to the various devices in the house. Now, that could be one, it could be three, it could be whatever, but you've already mentioned two, your new computer and a tablet, but Ravonda probably has something personal too, and you start having several things connect over Wi-Fi, and it's really, really handy to have a router. KK4JBQ.
GFU. Yeah, well, Ravonda has nothing like that. She is computer illiterate and loves being that way. excuse me. But she has me do things for her. Today she had about a dozen lottery tickets I didn't know she had, going all the way back to the 6th of October, I think. And so I checked them. She only matched two numbers total on those dozen tickets. Of course, she won nothing except my unending love. But anyway, so that's that part of it. But anyway, I thought I'd probably next week get up to Greenville and talk to somebody in one of those stores, you know, where they build computers, and see what they have to say and tell them I don't really need anything fancy. I don't do any gaming. I don't download music. I don't, you know, any of that stuff. And so all I want is something I can do some writing on, have a good writing program. And there are free ones out there, of course. And I want to, you know, be able to surf the web, and that's about it. I don't have any other desires along that line. So I sent a few emails, although, you know, I found that most of my friends don't even do email anymore, of course. You know, they are into the other kinds of social media and texting with their thumbs and all these kind of things. Oh, probably in 20 years we're going to see a great increase in the amount of people who have arthritis in their thumbs.
You just might be right about that, John. Yeah, you see that they're, especially thumbs, you see their thumbs flying as they hold the device in both hands. Yeah. That's sort of a... It's because of the small keyboard, I'm sure, that they can even do that. I'm a hunt and peck typist. It's been awful, you know. My brother came along 3 years after me, so he's 3 years younger. But I can recall just in those 3 years, it became acceptable for a male to take typing in high school. I mean, no self-respecting male. Just 3 years earlier, you know, would even think of taking typing. It was a female's class, and my brother's generation, I guess, broke that barrier. And he always told me, he says, you know, I looked around the school and I figured out where the most females were, and I just walked into the class one day and they welcomed me. Yeah, my brother did. He's smart in some ways. Anyway, he can touch type, and I never got there. And I tried. I think there was a Mavis Bacon or something like that. There was a typing course that you could run on your computer some decades ago, but I was never good at that. I thought that the computer would be a good tutor, you know, a good device to help me learn to type. Never did learn how to do that. So I've given that up. Yes, I have. But if I need anything done fast on a keyboard, Donna can do that. I'm afraid I'm relegated to just relying on what she can do for me, as far as that goes. But I know plenty more about a computer that doesn't involve typing. I am a big fan of copy paste. You know, John?
Poor GFU. Yes, I know what you mean, copy paste there. And I am not a good typist either. I found in my junior year of high school that I was going to be just a half credit or a quarter credit shy of graduation. And so I decided, you know, let's get out of here. We don't need to do 4 years of high school. So I took typing. But hey, to be brief, that was the best I ever did. And I only did it a couple times with 24 words in a minute without a mistake. And, but yeah, now let's see, Larry, I took typing in 1971, the early part of 1971, the second semester of school. Where did I fall in that, line of, because I don't recall any other guys in my class either.
See, I graduated in 69, and my brother came along 3 years later, so he must have graduated in 72. So yes, you're right in there. You're right in that pocket. Yeah, and then it became, I suppose, when computers came along and there was a keyboard on every one of those, the world changed. You know, it just changed. And those who had the skill already benefited greatly. I do recall. In, well, 22 years later, 23 years later, when I was finishing my degree, I had started in computer science. I had declared my major, and I took one coding course, and we studied Pascal as a language. And I remember, even though the professor was gorgeous, I was not going to stay in that class. because everybody could touch type, and typing lines of code would have absolutely driven me crazy. It, as I say, it becomes a barrier. But you can sidestep, and I did sidestep. I went into the College of Business instead of computer science and got my degree there. All was well and good in the end. Yeah, so, and I haven't missed it. You know, copy-paste has served me well. And then again, as I say, if I really have to create something, it's either Hunt and Peck or Campaign for Donna's Help. And she has done that just recently, as a matter of fact. I had several lists of area repeaters, their tones, and that kind of thing, frequencies, tones, and I wanted to consolidate all of that. And they were not in text. They were PDFs, and PDFs can be difficult. Some of them you can edit and thus copy-paste, but most of them you cannot. You can't edit or change them, and you can't copy-paste from them or anything. So she's doing that for me. As a matter of fact, that reminds me, she's been working on that for about a week. She's very busy. She has taken over the financial responsibilities, bookkeeping and reporting and all of that for our church school. We have sort of like a daycare school and the food bank that our church operates. And it's taking a lot of her time, and she's considering an offer to go back to work part-time. And that's a little distressing, but, you know, I'm not going to step up and say, no, that's not my place. KK4JBQ.
For GFU, yeah, I know what you mean, although I'm right there with you. As soon as you said that, I thought, no, don't go back to work, even part-time. Because one of the problems of going back to work, even part-time, is they will like what she does so much, they'll say, Donna, golly, we sure could use you a few more hours or whatever, or another day or two, or, you know, something like that. And then, little do you know, she's back to work again. And she's enjoying retirement. Just remind her how much she's enjoying retirement. And that if you're driving her crazy, you'll leave the house more often. You won't do it just once a week. You'll leave the house more often and just drive around. You can drive around in a parking lot in circles or whatever, just to kind of keep her at home. Speaking of home and wives and whatever, the little woman just told me a couple minutes ago that she could use my help with something, so I'm going to have to go for now. I was thinking about you yesterday. I almost called you on the phone yesterday. But we have been so busy taking care of things and whatever and trying to shop and kind of... Well, I guess while I was in the hospital, you know, Ravonda hadn't done any shopping and so we ran out of this, that, and the other, and we're trying to recoup up on that. We wear our masks, and most of the time I won't even go into the store just to be safe, because I've only got an infection in my spine, you know. How did I get it? How did I get it there? The infectious disease people are kind of shaking their heads yet. I've got to go back and see them. I think it's the 17th of this month. Still on antibiotics, and I hope I don't have to go back and do any more infusions. I think I did 17 infusions, and that was enough for me. Anyway, Larry, I got to go for now, but I will catch you again soon. Pleasure talking to you tonight. Let me pass it back to you, and then I'll be gone on your final.
Well, I wasn't aware that you'd been in the hospital. We'll talk longer on that. You know, you're free to call the phone. The numbers are the same. So, we can talk there without consideration of batteries. I'm still talking on an HT. And I've worn out one battery tonight. They don't last a long time, especially if you keep the key down for any length of time. Yeah, it's good talking with you, John. And you do take good care. Quality of life is what we have left, you know, really. Quality of life. Take good care. 7-3 to both you and Rivanda. Good night. KK4, JBQ.
But because you tripped it in my mind, talking about quality of life, you know, I realized that I've got a lot more behind me than I got in front of me. And I don't do resolutions. I do priorities. And I will list the priorities that I have in my life and try to live them out the best I can at the end of the year. Kind of take inventory of that. Just making sure I did have it. Take inventory of that and see where I need to improve and whatever. This year, starting this year, I want to live life ferociously. I don't want to whimper on my way out. I don't want to have regrets. I don't want to miss things. I don't want to miss telling people that I love them. And if there are broken relationships in my life, I want to fix them. I think that's a pretty good place to start anew. Still kept my other priorities, but I've added this one to it.
And the great thing about priorities instead of resolutions is that you can do it any time. Resolutions are kind of, you know, in the beginning of a year. And that's the habit that people have gotten into. But setting priorities, you can do that every morning if you want to. Good night to you, John. KK4JBQ.
KG4GFU.